And it's that you were talking about horse races in the old days, that they were a big form of entertainment, right?
Oh,
yeah. What day of the week were they usually held?
They were usually held on Sunday. And all week, it's usually. If you keep it coming from even the new man, they have to come back. If you keep it from Honda, and they have to blast the school hall, the shop, the rainy day people,
the rainy day people,
they were these shots. He had one of the most hardest members to me, they were great people. They raised some real good horses.
And would they be mass races?
Oh, yes.
In other words, one man would challenge another man.
You come to a race, horse race, it's not. They come to our ones in the end, you know, it's not the right stuff. And they argue for an hour or two before they got in position to run. And after they were in position to run, you could schedule to 30 minutes until they could get started. Because one was trying to take advantage of the other, and there was no base starting race. They both have to be ready.
Okay. Some of the big people involved in it, you said the Dean Club.
Henry Wamsley.
Henry Wamsley?
Henry Wamsley, yeah, one of them.
And then the community page,
you know, you said it was last.
How about Thoreau?
Thoreau, huh?
Anybody else?
And then horse with Moody Hollis. He had a horse that was a stud horse. And he, for years, he never got to race. But he believed in his mind that he could do anything. And so finally, I think the Hazy, Otto Hazy, had a horse named Booker Ed, is a great talent. And then they finally did it. My first people were ready to kill each other because they were so disappointed, you know. See, the whole community passed over at one time.
Oh, and so they put all of their hopes into this horse.
Oh, yeah. It was just like a candy game in a race, you know. Everyone.
That's just like the high school football is now.
Right? Okay. And they were also with baseball. Probably, you know, I'm from a good sport. And everybody went to a baseball game. Nobody paid anything. Everybody was standing on the first base line. Everyone was an individual umpire.
Yes. Did these baseball teams practice for the games, or did they just get together and play the game?
Very seldom. They had no time.
It was just fun for the whole. So who were some of the big, the people, guys you knew in your, that grew up with you that loved the baseball, that were good at it, too?
Well, there was my days were Greg, Drew, and Jim. They were fun. I never was no.
Because your first picture is on television.
Oh, because when my daddy bought the first pot of tea, it was one of the first things I had. And I was a boy at that age where the girls would be sitting over there on that box at the street. And I'd come by and look at Bobby threw up and did all that.
Oh, you gave the girls the wrong
story? Oh, I wasn't worried about the damn ball game in the first
game. You were catching all the girls while they were catching the flies.
I sure was.
Well, I have to interview some of these girls that grew up with you and see what they thought about you.
That's a lot of time.
Who were some of the girls that you sort of courted before you got serious?
Wow. You want me to tell you about your skin care?
Yeah, that's good. I'm not responsible for anybody else.
You know, yes, and when I was a
sister, did you? Never?
all the Hetty and all the girls were there. That was our invitation. You're going to dance with it, you don't want it. That's the kind of guy. But we were best friends. So that was dancing for me, I love. It was the greatest
thing. Were you a good dancer?
No.
Oh, you were? How about a singer? Were you a good dancer?
Not too good.
You just like
not like you, though.
Well, my daddy is not good at dancing. Yeah, he loved to dance. He said
they were worried the boys could sit there. I know.
Okay, we've been talking about dances. I wanted to ask you about one other activity. Do you remember box cutters?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when were they held? Or who held them?
You know, the school existed. I mean, the school existed. There were schools every 3 miles. That was an army loop. It was long between last year, which was the girls' school, and that's been the Riverdina school, and we had the Yellow Bank, where my wife attended school. And then we went to the Seaboard, there was the school.
Thank you, Ron.
And that was the end of that school. Then he started at Hongdae, and Hongdae you got the Newtown and the CE, and from there you got the Hongdae. They were kind of safe within the
city. All the country in one.
And all the kids walked to school, and nobody rode in. I rode a bull or a dumb one. Even rode through the school. I also had a good. The theater, sometimes I say the same weekend, but always I say the same.
But anyway, getting back to the school, what about them and Bob Brothers?
Bob Brothers was something that they had once a year. Every girl could bring a box, fill with food, chicken, everything else, and then they were auctioned for money. And they were auctioned at public auction. And if you had a girl, you know, and she had that box,
you had to get on.
You had to be sure. At times you didn't have enough money, so you had to loan some from somebody else in order to buy the box.
Well, listen, did only the single girls bring the box? What about the marriage?
Well, there were some, but mostly, you know, the same you were. But they were also young, you know. No, it was real nice.
Well, how much money did they raise in that stuff?
Only sometimes the box was $5. It was at least about $25.
That was a pretty expensive meal, then. Of course, it went to the school.
And then all it was more, but that's part of the advancement. $5. His income, if he was a laborer, was a $5, so you know he had to do something.
He was salaried a year. And then he would eat with the main
menu.
Oh, well, were there ever some spirit of dating over boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of run him up, try to get as much money.
If they knew a guy had money, well, he had to pay for that. Of course, sometimes you get caught where he quit on you and then you had
Well, I guess you could always just go.
Well, you could be.
Yeah.
So, no, I remember that. Well, it's an important day. When we were young, Jake was abundant and they often be started doing it. And there was one time when I had a date, he was the same girl that just had come in. Whenever a same girl, and she was a pretty little, and I enjoyed that day, but meantime, I found out all the other girls were speaking, all everything you could do, there you go. Hard boy. And I said, well, I don't know if it was worth that much effort, but I'm sure gonna try to find some way that I'll get even with the others. It won't be improved, but I'll get even with it. Goodbye. But she was a pretty. And she was for a really good time with.
So like you were saying, like when you were like almost 21, so you were going around with girls. What did young people do when they got together? Were going to picnic? Did you say that?
Oh yeah, they were going to picnic. Mr. Mendel was a human thing. Wherever there was a piano, like a down there, a place, we boys and girls, I also remember the first time.
Did you go to the talk to Joe?
Oh!
Where my mother and aunt was there?
Yeah, that's when your mother was back.
Yeah, mother said after high mass on Sunday, everybody would come to the house and they'd sing. Yeah, they didn't have
the first time I ever went to it. Alice's house was John Angel asked me. He didn't have a car. And he had a girlfriend. He was a good girl. You going to the house tonight. I don't have no way to do that. I don't have to say. And if I'm going to the industry, I said, but I'm taking time. I'll find somebody. I'll just go to the first house. And that was the nearest place when he went with the baby was left. So I said, I'm going to go to the he's about the hungriest one of all of them.
He just had a good reputation. You mean your mother and daddy?
Yeah.
He was going on their reputation.
Oh, I wasn't that time.
No, I never did it. But did you ever go down to their house and play the sing and play the piano?
Oh, yes. Because they were the girls, like,
I went swimming, but never went swimming with the girls as a sport. That's only with the boys. Mm-hmm. And the girls had their certain place where they go. You can go out there to sneak up and do things for the girls.
Oh, no, they didn't.
You can't.
And they never. It's just a great good. And that would have been a real good.
I guess that happened. But I thought you only went after dark when you went to the
group. No, in daytime.
In daytime?
Oh, after that, too. I don't know. We come out of church and we had a place for work. We called them Mark's Place. And there was the beer hole. The beer hole was close to the mill. And the second hole was the Mark's. The first water that plays was that street side. And that street in the next place that we can play to the left.
Okay, what about down the hole? We always found the hole street. And there was one day there, and there was
no. When I lived in the Oracle of the town, maybe they would have to go over. It's such a great existence. It's been there and that's a very kind of expensive. But we swim to the Griffin Mountain down there, and we say, that's a great existence. They could see us above, you know, we didn't know. But you know, it's still in the box. We might have been down there and played football. That's where it's coming up to be all year.
You know, talking about all these different things that we did this time when I was moving. Did the church ever put on anything? For social, no, that was not the church's place. Yeah, Daddy said, like, you were out of tune for the Holy Ghost, and like it was a feast. He said, well, it didn't matter if you were out because they had to church all day anyway because they had high mass and then they had the vespers again on the Holy Day, so you were in church all day.
But the wonders is that has to come that we didn't have a burger. All we had was a gift. And all we had, well, the gift we all were growing up with, more or less high, and young, everything. It reminds me of good, for that kind of gift, and they were sent from the gift into the wagon. And the gift off there in the wagon had to come through, right? Yes, it's good. There were two families.
Did you take your lunch along in the church?
No. But there were two families, the Fisher family. Fisher family and Mother Nation. And they had difficulties. All they had hate. And they were all sitting in the then the parents, they have active people, active years, like people. It's good morning. Now, people don't have to start doing things before they have time. Whether or not they're going to do
I know we've been interviewing some of the people there, and they said, well, they couldn't always come to a lot of the children if the weather was bad or Well, things aren't going right.
But if you feel gas from this,
was hauling boats. He was collecting boats. Oh, yeah. When he started out, he had two little mules and a wagon. He collected.
Yeah, well, he told us on paper how he made his money during all this.
He was
the driver, and I was the new driver. Well, Billy Booth didn't get rich making all those deals,
No, he didn't even know what he was making when he was in court. They had him.
Oh, really? Oh, he didn't know what he was making.
Well, that was his line.
Well,
sure, they had him. They found him there while he was retiring to steal.
Where at? Three
Yeah, yeah, but over on the river there, I don't remember the place, Little Island. And anyway, it was a little sports car. You get turned back to. You knew what you that you were violating the law when you were retiring and building a school? He said, I didn't know what it was. He said, I close all holes. He said, I repair everything. He said, and they had nothing on him because of
this. Did you find the street there about putting the pen?
Yeah. It was before that, the later on the trip, you know. He could pay his fine any time and get out until he was on time. But the rest of the street. Judge says he said, well, get that fine. $500 or whatever it was. He said, that's so good. I got it in my pocket. He said, 1 year and a 10 years. That's the judge. He said, sooner or whatever he
thought. So he did go to the fine. Well, was anybody else caught around? Oh, yes. Along with we heard somebody said somewhere that Castle had the reputation for being the prohibition capital of Texas.
Oh, yes. One time somebody stopped the taxi and asked where they could buy some liquor in the other side. You can buy liquor here in any house. With the exception of two persons. Well, that isn't the one. The only joke about that was the time this boy Gerhardt and his brother, you know, fought with the bootleg. And they were having a. He was down there and there and had a bunch of liquor on the table and the celebration. And finally, somebody came by. Grocery, federal aid, and he said, I ain't doing now. Stuart had a whole bunch of time, so I had a all this was rather, he was prepared for the first few years, he said, yeah. Why don't you go meet that guy? Then he went over here. He said, hey man, we were going to say, this was my guy. He told all the people in the shop, all on his
people, food legs, and they mean fine, he said, they had to find something to make them sit on. You think that had anything to do with it?
Yeah, it was quite a bit to do with
it. These times were hard.
Good.